Happy Friday, guys. What's up? Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. That URL is OmahaSteaks.com/juice. Subscriptions are available right now. If you sign up for an OmahaSteaks.com subscription, free burgers for life, 10% off everything you buy, and a 100% money back guarantee along with it at OmahaSteaks.com/juice. All right, we swept everything last night. I even hit the second period under. And I wasn't trying to hit that. Sorry. I was trying to give you guys an easy W, but we get the college basketball, both college basketball bets. I said take Merrimack. They won and covered. I officially said take UMass Lowell. They won and they covered. Under comes in with Atlanta. That was good. Hockey was the easiest bet of the night. Bruins 5-4 final winning over the Vegas Golden Knights. Game flies over. Don't know why that was 5.5. That was crazy. The Bruins and the Knights, they don't play under games. They're just not playing under games. But, you know, here we are. So Friday, we're basically flat. Okay. We lost 1.1, 1.1, 1.1. That's 3.3 units. And then we won 3 last night. That's 0.3. We're still losing for the week, but a really nice bounce back. I'll say this. I've done this recently where I've swept the board. Like I've been losing, swept the board. And I think that I've turned it around and I haven't. That's why I'm keeping the backdrop. As I said last night, I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious. So we swept the board last night going 4-0 with that backdrop behind me. So let's not change it up. Let's keep it rolling in the right direction here. But I don't think I'm out of the woods yet. Okay. I don't think that I'm about to go on some big heater. I think that was just a one-time thing. So I'm dipping my toe in the water. I will tell you this. I'm going to have 4 NBA player props for you guys later today in the Discord channel. It's a Friday. I'm going to give you 4 quarter unit plays. Now these are all to be bet to win a quarter unit. So they're not big wagers. I normally give you 2, but I'm going to try to find 4 if I can, because the hockey slate is tiny and the college basketball slate is atrocious. Maybe I might bet college baseball. I might dip my toe in a college baseball at some point, maybe this weekend, but not tonight. Although Friday night starters, you know, you want your top starters going. College baseball, Friday nights are normally the best night to bet, but I'm going to watch some stuff. I'm going to make some personal plays. I'm going to kind of check out college baseball a little bit, and then I'll get back to you guys as to what I'm going to do here officially, if I'm going to hop in with college baseball at all coming up this weekend. But for tonight, no. So 4 NBA player props for you guys coming up here tonight. So stay tuned to that. If you want to get those, the way you go and get them is on the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. Okay. I've been cold, so I don't mind you want to go and fade these. That's fine. But I'm going to give you 4 NBA player props coming up later today. And if I don't post them first thing, please do not ask me. Don't at me. Don't say, where's the props, Matt? Okay. They'll come out when they come out. Make sure your notifications are on. Okay. I may put 2 out for the early games and 2 out for the late games. I don't know. I don't bet player props. I don't even look at player props until game of day of. Why? Who's in, who's out? We have no idea. So once we find out who's playing and who's not playing, then we'll give you the player props coming up here for a Friday. But what am I playing? I got 2 bets for you. I'm passing on hockey. I'm passing on college basketball. Last time I did this, I lost every bet I made. Okay. Just full disclosure. The last time I had an NBA only day, it was bad. I mean like bad. So just FYI, NBA basketball and me have not gotten along, but I have hit back-to-back unders. So we're going to keep the under train conversation going. Let's start with the Cavaliers and the Pistons. It's a 7:00 Eastern time start. Cavaliers are on the road at Detroit. These teams have played 3 times, 2 times low scoring, 1 time high scoring, but the game was in Cleveland when that happened. When they played in Detroit, this is the 4th and final meeting between these two teams, 110-101. Was the final score between these two teams. That was back on the 10th of Well, not the 10th. When was that? That was on the 2nd of December. So a while ago, but 2nd of December, it was a under by 14.5 points. The total was 225.5. Tonight's total is 221.5. Opened at 223. Straight bet down. Now it's 221.5 across all books here. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 31-26-1 this year to the under. Detroit is an over team, 30-27-1, but only slightly. Against the Eastern Conference, they're 18-16, but mostly that's because they have a stellar road over record, 18-12 on the road. At home, Detroit, 15-12-1 to the under. The last seven games for Detroit have all gone under, 8-2 over their last 10 games to the under. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 18-11 to the under on the road. 6-4 over their last 10 to the under. And yes, the last two games did go over against Chicago on the road and Dallas on the road. But you go back to Washington and went under by 15 points, 234. Philadelphia, 225.5, went under by 24 points. On the road against Toronto, 230, went under by 16. Brooklyn, 224, went under by 11. Washington, 234.5, went under by 14.5. And we have a streak of road, home, it doesn't matter. For Detroit, their last home games, Orlando, 225, under by 4. And that was the, and then Orlando again, 230.5, under by 20.5. They did play, you know, on the road against Cleveland when it was 231.5 and it went over by 17.5, but that game was at Cleveland. This game is in Detroit. Just riding the trend, riding the numbers here. We're going to go under 221.5, Cleveland at Detroit for 1.1 units. Second bet. And the other bet I'm going to make, Milwaukee on the road against Chicago. Now, Milwaukee is an interesting team. It's a word for it. Are they good? Have they recovered after Doc Rivers and all this nonsense? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. They have won four games in a row. They're on the road at the Bulls. This game is going to be played on ESPN. Now, Chris Middleton's out for this game. Alex Caruso is a game time decision. Three wins in a row for the Bulls. Sorry, for the Bucks. Two out of three wins for Chicago. Now, when this game was played in Milwaukee, 118-109, 133-129 in overtime. The one game in Chicago was 120-113, a win for the Bulls, but that game went to overtime. That's why this wound up going over when they played in Milwaukee or in Chicago the last time. But if you look at trends, there's not been a better under team. The Nuggets went under again last night. They're a great under run, but Milwaukee is as well on the road. They are 18-11-1 to the under on the road. They're 8-1-1 to the under over their last five games, and they're 4-0-1 to the under over their last five games, including four straight. Against the East, they're 21-20, but that's because at home, Milwaukee scores a ton. They're 18-12. Chicago is an under team against the East, 21-16 to the under against the Eastern Conference, but they have gone over 7 of 10, 7-3 over their last 10. At home, it's 16-14, but three of the last five have gone under. The last game against Cleveland did go over, but the game before that against Detroit went under by 23 points. I expect more the latter here in terms of a lower scoring game, given that Milwaukee, Charlotte, 218.5, went under by 8.5. Philadelphia on the road, 234.5, under by 17.5. Miami on the, Minnesota on the road, 225.5, under by 6.5. They pushed against Memphis on the road. Home games against Miami, Denver, Charlotte all went under. 8th of February, the last time that the Bucks had a game go over at home. The last time they had a road game go over was against Detroit back on the 20th of January, where it was a 245.5. Game went to overtime, was a 141-135 final. Under 223. DraftKings has this at 223, Milwaukee and Chicago for 1.1 units. Okay, so Four NBA player props coming later tonight, today in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat to join that, bettingpros.com/chat to join the Discord channel. Four player props coming for the NBA. Chicago, Milwaukee, under 223. Cleveland, Detroit, under 221.5. Let's have a Friday. Big weekend coming up. Lots of good things to bet on Saturday and Sunday. We'll do that coming at you on the Saturday edition. But for the Friday edition, just two NBA bets were thrown at you and four NBA player props coming later on. My name is Matt Perales. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, Daily Juice Podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.